Fahad. Look at me for a minute.
Tell me already.
No, look at me. Listen, go and never come back. Give me my divorce settlement and leave.
Your what?
My divorce settlement. You think you can fix everything with this?
I should have known what you were like the first time I saw you.
No, I'm the one who should have known what a cruel man you really are.
Take the security deposit on the house as part of the divorce settlement that you never deserved, and don't call me for anything else. Fahad is dead.
Who cares?
He shouldn't have accepted those conditions, Dad.
Well, call him. Call him and tell him he shouldn't have accepted them.
I'm really quite upset with you. I never thought you'd care so much about a person's wealth like this.
Don't try to lecture me, Nazanin. Half the divorces these days happen because of money. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand it?
Didn't you start your married life with Mum when you were college students? Why hasn't your marriage fallen apart?
Are you comparing me with that Faraman boy? I knew what I wanted in life, and I pursued my goals.
Well, why didn't you set a condition for him to finish his studies, for example?
Since when do people set conditions for these things? They're obvious. Whoever goes to college has to finish their studies. I'm not going to make myself a laughingstock, darling. You saying he's quit? You telling me he's quit studying?
That's not the point here. Put all of that aside. What I'm saying is, why didn't you set conditions that don't involve money? All your conditions
Hello,
involve money.
Hello, I'm home. How are you, Dad? Mwah. What's for dinner? Mum?
Yes?
I'm starving.
Where have you been? Again?
Nazrin?
Yes?
Nazrin, that Faraman boy. Is quit university.
Yes.
What are you talking about, Bitter? How do you know?
Mom, we all go to the same university. He hasn't been coming the past 2 terms, Dad.
What is it to you?
He should know about it, Mum. Dad's right. What's so good about this guy Nazanin's chosen?
It's none of your business.
It is my business, Mum. The person who's going to propose to me will want to know who my older sister's married to.
Have you lost your mind?
Not so loud, Yusuf. The neighbours will hear.
Have you stooped that low now that you want to marry someone who's not even capable of finishing his studies? Are you telling me that?
That's right, Nazanin. Look, you're pretty and you're the brightest student in your class. There are so many guys at our university.
Leave me alone, Beta.
I'm saying it for your own good, Nazi. If your husband ends up being poorer than my husband or Bahar's husband, you're the one who's going to be upset. You're just as good as me. It's been a week now that Dr. Rozbai's son has been chasing after me and he can propose to me. But I keep ignoring him. Mehran Faramund isn't even prepared to finish his studies for you, Nazanin.
Ruzbeh Ruzbahani?
That's right. And you know what Ruzbeh's like, Nazanin. He never goes after anyone. But he's been chasing after me for a whole week now. Just so he can talk to me, but I haven't given him the chance.
Beta, hey Beta, can I ask you to do me a favor? I'm begging you, please.
tell me what it is you're begging me before telling me about
it. Look, Mehran hasn't been going to college for 2 terms now, okay? And the teaching department doesn't know about it. Could you tell Dr. Rusbahani to do something to get Mehran back into college?
What? You want me to tell Dr. Rusbahani?
No. His son. Tell his son, please.
What are you saying? I haven't even allowed him to talk to me yet.
Listen, Beta, if they can do anything to bring Mehran back, I swear to God, I promise I won't let him drop out again. I won't.
I can't do it. I can't ask him something like that. We haven't even talked to each other yet.
No, do it when you start going out with him. I think that's a good idea.
You don't understand what I'm saying here. It's really hard for me to want something like that from him when I've only just met.
Beta.
Besides, the university has its own rules. The dean can't just do whatever he wants to do.
I swear to God he can, Beta. He can do what he wants. They've already allowed so many students to return. Just tell him it's not a big deal.
Well, he hasn't even proposed to me yet. Let him propose first.
You'll tell him?
Nazanin, don't say anything to him. It may not work out.
Okay, I swear, I won't tell him. I won't tell him. Your phone's ringing.
Hello?
Come on, Manoush. I promise you nothing like that will happen again.
Didn't Mr. Rui ask you why he didn't come today?
He did. I told him you weren't feeling well. Manoush, please. I'll have to quit my job if you don't come. You know I can't go to work every day. I've received a loan from them as well.
A loan from whom?
The company. I told Mr. Ruhi that I need the money and he told them to give me a loan of 2 million tomans. They're going to deduct it from my pay and bonuses until the end of the year. Here's your phone.
Take it back. I don't want it.
Come on, take it. He smashed your phone. He had to buy you a new one.
Somebody forget it. Give it back to him.
Don't even mention it. If I give it back to him, he'll keep doing the same thing. If you don't accept it, it'll make me look bad. He'll do the same thing with me later on. Ismail needs to realize that he'll have to pay the price of the bad things he says or does. Come on, Manoush. Please take it.
Samane, tell him not to talk to me or to come near me ever again. Do you hear me?
Don't worry about that. I've already told him. Here. This is the store owner's card. We told him your phone fell on the ground. He said if you bring your old phone in, they'll transfer all your information into the new phone. I should get going. I'm running late.
Ah, it's right there, dear. You found the spot.
No worries.
Thank you.
Feeling better, Grandad?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Oh, missus. The pain in his shoulders is because of that old mattress he sleeps on. It's become all soft and worn out. Nemat won't let us change it, though.
It's old age. I'm used to that mattress. I can't sleep on any other mattress. Oh.
You need me to get you anything?
No, thanks, darling.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Go get some rest, Mehdi.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, son.
Good night, my son.
Oh, yeah.
Paris, too? Don't go to sleep. I'll be back soon.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see Aunt Homer for a minute. You can come as well.
I'm tired. Yes?
Aunt Homer?
Yes?
Do you mind if I take up a few minutes of your time?
Not at all, darling. Come in. Come on. Sit down.
Okay. Well, I went to Aunt Soraya's house today.
Okay.
You were right about her, Aunt Homer. She's really mad at us.
Did you get upset?
Did you know that she thinks that Dad took away her share of the inheritance?
Okay.
I asked Dad about it. He said it's not true.
You didn't trust what your dad said, so you came to me?
No.
What then?
I don't know.
I don't understand what she's saying. Aunt Soraya asked for her full share of the inheritance. And my dad did give it to her.
What about Uncle Hamid's share?
Uncle Hamid got more than his fair share of the inheritance. He borrowed some money from Dad so he could buy some things for his shop. He wasn't able to return all the money he had borrowed, but Dad never said anything. This house was the only thing left for Dad. He thought something might happen to him and I might not get my fair share of the inheritance, so he ended up giving me the house.
Was Aunt Soraya entitled to have a share of the house?
No. Aunt Soraya received her full share in cash and used some of the money to buy a house for herself, and she gave the rest to her husband for his business.
Is her husband dead?
No. I see Azdullah around sometimes. He's alive and well.
But no one was there when I went to visit her today.
Well, he doesn't live there. He lives with his other wife.
But are they divorced?
No, he didn't get a divorce. I mean, Aunt Soraya didn't want to be divorced. And yet, she wasn't prepared to live in the same house as Azdullah. I've heard that he visits her every once in a while.
Tell me, why did her husband marry someone else?
It happened a long time ago. We were kids back then. Aunt Soraya couldn't have children, so he went off and married someone else so he could have kids.
Does he have children from his second wife?
No. He couldn't have kids with that one either. But his second wife already has 3 kids.
Well, maybe Aunt Soraya told Uncle Masood the same thing that she told me today.
Like what?
Like how they didn't give her her share and things like that.
No, Masood was never a materialistic person. If he had heard something like that, he'd ask me about it, and he'd even give the entire house to her to make her happy. And besides, if Masood knew about something like that, he would never have lived here.
Well, why does Aunt Soraya have those assumptions then?
To be honest, I really don't know why Aunt Soraya is saying these things. She knows it herself that none of these things are true. Did you tell her that you were looking for Hamid?
Yes, she told me those things when I asked her about Uncle Hamid's address.
She didn't give you the address?
No, she didn't.
Well, that explains it then. She doesn't want to tell you where Hamid is.
But why?
If we knew the answer to that, we'd bring her back here to live with us. You know something? I'm not mad at Aunt Soraya. I'm upset because of Hamid. I mean, how could he just forget about his entire family just like that?
Aunt Homer, good night.
Hey, Mehdi. She didn't tell you anything else, did she?
No, she didn't.
Forget about everything that Aunt Soraya told you regarding her inheritance. None of it is true. Aunt Soraya got more than what she was entitled to. And the same goes for Uncle Hamid.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, darling.
Paris too? Why did you turn the lights off?
I wanted to sleep. Do you need anything?
No. Get up. Come sit here. We haven't had a proper chat in a long time. Get up. Barrister, I know you're upset with me. Barrister.
I'm not upset because of you. I've heard that everyone becomes like this during the last month of pregnancy.
I know you're upset and you have every right to be. I've been really bad these past few days.
Did you go to your parents' house?
Why do you ask?
I wanted to go with you so we could put an end to the tension. I don't want to ruin my relationship with them.
I wasn't feeling so well today. So I went over there so that I could ask my dad a question.
Did they ask you about me?
Of course. When Mom saw I was upset, she asked me about you. Barrister, you are my backbone. You're my cornerstone. I'll be paralyzed if you get upset with me. I can't live without you.
I'm not upset with you.
I understand. Living in shared accommodation is difficult for you. Think about it. Maybe the reason for all of this is so that I can bring Uncle Hamid back here before Grandad.
I'm not upset at the fact that we're living here with your grandparents. I'm really not. I'm upset because we're slowly drifting apart from each other. You don't talk to me the way you used to ever since we moved in here.
Barrister, please forgive me. Lately, I've been feeling guilty about what's happened to Grandad. I feel like we are to blame, and on top of that, I've been really caught up with the problems. I promise that it won't happen again. I will try to be more considerate to you. I promise you that.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Isn't she opening the door?
No, it's my aunt's house. She opened the door for me yesterday. I'm worried that something's happened to her.
She might be sleeping.
Even if she is asleep, she would have woken up with all of my knocking. What if something's happened? What if something bad has happened to her?
Don't worry, dear. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Go to Azdullah's house. He's got the keys.
Where's his house?
You should know. It's number 25 Bank Street.
Thank you.
Lately, I've been praying to God to see you. What made you suddenly decide to visit Saraya?
Well, I'm really after Uncle Hamid's address. I wanted to ask whether you know where he lives now.
Me? No. Hamid wasn't very nice to me. Back when he was living in Saraya's house, Saraya and me would constantly have fights all the time. That's why he doesn't like me.
The thing is, Azdullah, I have this feeling. I mean, I'm pretty certain that Saraya knows Uncle Hamid's address. I wanted to ask whether you could do me a favor and somehow get this address from her.
I wish you'd asked me that before seeing her. She won't even give me his address now because she knows I'll be asking for you.
I just don't understand this. Why does Saraya want Uncle Hamid to be separated from his family like this?
All the hatred that Hamid stored in his heart is because of the things that Saraya's told him. Hamid was never a bad guy, you see. Please drink your tea.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you happen to have any friends or relatives who might know Uncle Hamid? Like someone who might know what his address is?
I have told you about it. He wasn't very nice to me. I didn't know anything about where he went or what he was up to. And whenever I went to visit Saraya, he'd leave the house as soon as he saw me. I've wanted to see you lately so I could ask you for forgiveness. For forgiveness before I die.
Ask me for forgiveness?
I didn't do anything. But you know what they say? Silence is a sign of approval. I remain silent. It was the wrong thing to do. But God knows, I had no intention of trampling on your rights in any way.
What rights? What do you mean?
I swear I didn't know about it, Mehdi. I didn't know until your parents left that place. That was when I found out. That day I'd gone to tell Saraya to come back and live with me. I knew she was having problems with Nemat because she didn't want Mohsen to stay there. I thought it was the right time to tell Saraya to come and live with me again. When I went there that day, everyone had gone on a trip to Mashhad. There was no one there. Come with me. I'll get you a house. Why are you even staying here? You shouldn't have to depend on Nemat.
Forget it. Go have fun with your other wife. I don't need you to feel sorry for me. You're my main problem.
Saraya, I didn't marry Nayera for fun. You must know that.
Yes, I know. You married her so you could have children with her. That's why God has decided to punish you. You've got to father three children that aren't even yours now.
You can say whatever you want, but I won't get upset. Because I love you, Saraya.
Go, Azdullah. Go. And you can forget about me living in the same house as your wife. You can forget about it.
But you, my wife, too. You should live with me also. If you don't want to come and live there, I can tell Nemat to give me Moshen's room. So I can come live here with you. I don't want to be away from you. You know that Nemat can never say no to me.
Oh, yes, you do that. Last time I set this house on fire so I could get rid of Mohsen, and this time I will set Nayara's stupid kids on fire. So go ahead, do whatever you want.
Just when I found out that Soraya had actually set fire to the house and had blamed it on you, I then decided to go tell Nemat about it for your sake. I wanted to tell him that Soraya was behind it. I didn't want him to keep scolding you, but Soraya, she was threatening me.
What for?
Soraya said that if anyone found out, then she'd kill herself and the things like that, you see. Soraya is she's a stubborn woman. She didn't mean to slap you that hard, but when she did, she realized she'd done a very, very wrong thing, you see. Your ear, it doesn't bother you anymore, does it?
No, thankfully it doesn't.
Oh, I'm so happy. After that incident, your parents left immediately.
I remember.
I'd lost hope in myself after that day. Because I couldn't tell anyone what had actually happened. If I told them, they'd say, "Why didn't you tell us before now?" I was also so scared that... I was scared that Soraya would hurt herself, you see. That's why I remained silent. Well, up until now. It's been a while now that I feel like I've reached the end of the road. I think it was finally time to tell you these things.
I did know the truth back then. I knew that a fire that size couldn't have been started by us, but everyone blamed us for so long afterwards that gradually I started to believe that our firecrackers had started the fire.
I loved Soraya so much, but that incident made us really, really drift apart.
What about Uncle Hamid? Did he know the truth?
He did.
You mean Uncle Hamid knew as well?
Yes. One day after Hamid had an argument over the workshop with your father and Nemat, he went to Soraya's house. When Soraya saw how angry Hamid was, she thought she'd make him happy by telling him proudly that she had started the fire that night. But contrary to what Soraya had hoped, her confession didn't. Well, it... her confession didn't thrill Hamid at all. In fact, it infuriated him even more. That night, he took his wife and kids out of Soraya's home, and they stayed at his friend's place until he found a house for them to live in. He never went back to Soraya's house again. Mehdi, please forgive Soraya. That woman's problem is that she doesn't want to accept what God has ordained for her. She loves kids, but never had any children of her own. That's why. You see, she's jealous of whoever has children. And that's the reason for her unkindness towards you kids. She'd tell me over and over again that God has given even cats and dogs children, but he won't give her children anyway. I hope you can understand everything. Anyway, I've brought you some fruit. Please sit down and have some. Here, thank you.
Thank you, but I really should be going. Take care.
Okay. But I know you'll never come back again. You'll never come back here.
Why wouldn't I, Astula? I'll come back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hold on a minute. Haven't I told you to check things with me before taking food in for the boss?
Well, here you go. His partner never paid as much attention to things as you do.
Who's his partner?
I'm talking about his wife, Samin.
If his wife had paid attention to him, she'd be in Iran right now. I've put some butter in the fridge. Go and bring it.
The boss doesn't eat butter.
I said bring the butter.
All right, ma'am, if you say so. You seem to be running the place at the moment. Here you go. Here's the butter. Do you need anything else? Can I take it in, then?
After you take that in, go bring him a cup of tea.
Hello?
Hi, Samini. Where are you? I've got a class now.
The boss wants to speak with you.
What? I wasn't listening.
I said I'm at home. I can't come in today.
Samine, I missed my class last week as well, and the teacher's going to remove me from the class if I don't go.
I've got to stay home. Ismail's coming here.
Why? What's wrong now?
My dad said Ismail's got to come here today so you can talk to him. I told my dad about what happened with Ismail the other day. He was really upset.
All right, you did the right thing. You did do the right thing. It's better your parents know about him.
I've decided to be tough on him. He's made my life a living hell, so please cover for me today. Okay?
Okay.
Is Mr. Rui there?
Yes.
Didn't he ask about where I've been?
Miss Faramond, are you going to come in now?
Yes, I'll be there in a minute. Hey, Samine, I've got to go now.
If he asks about me, tell him I'm caught up with something today, okay?
All right, I'll take care of it. I'll see you. Give me that.
Come in.
Excuse me, but I'm going to leave the door open so I can see whoever walks by.
That's fine. Do as you wish.
It's noon. Call and see where he is.
Kazim, you should have asked him to come in the evening. He's got work in the morning. He's not going to run away.
He told me that he couldn't come last night. He'll come in the morning.
Please don't interfere. Let me take care of this today. Don't come in or say anything, you hear?
Oh, come on. Nothing's even happened. I don't understand why you're overreacting like this.
Call him and tell him my dad's home. Tell him to hurry up. Stay outside the room and don't come in until I call you.
Okay.
Hi, come
Hello.
In. Here he is, Kazim.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
How's it going? How have you been?
Come sit down. Sit down, please.
Sit down, please. I hope it's good news.
Whatever God blesses us with is good news.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. I'll take it to him. Darling, I've already cooked lunch, so have your lunch here.
Okay.
Please don't let anyone come inside. I'd like to talk to him in private.
Sure.
Isn't Samine home?
You probably know why I wanted you to come here today.
No, sorry. I don't really know.
How can you not know? You smashed someone's phone in the street and you tell me you don't know anything?
Oh, that's the reason. She called me last night and told me to come here so she could put me on trial.
You told us you couldn't come last night and we said fine. Just answer one question. Why can't you control your temper?
What can I say?
Look, Ismail.
So sorry. Excuse me, Kazem. She told you that part, but I don't think she told you why I broke that phone. Did she tell you?
Please don't interrupt me while I'm talking. How about you say what you've got to say and then I'll start talking. We're not here to have a fight. We want to fix the problem.
That's only if it's fixable.
Yes, if it's fixable. You know what they say about these sort of things, don't you? It's better to lose the saddle than the horse.
Should I start?
Go ahead.
I've told her several times to walk properly outside. That girl has full control over her. I'm telling you that now.
Which girl?
Manoush, Samaner's friend.
Who's she?
What?
You just said that the girl has full control over her, didn't you? Who is she? The important thing here, Ismail, is that you forget how to respect people when you get angry.
So you're saying when I see something obscene in front of me, I should remain silent about it or go forward and plead? God knows what she was showing Samane on her cell phone. And she kept cackling. She kept cackling in the middle of the street. What would you do if you were in my place? No, please tell me. If you were caught in a situation like that, would you go forward and talk romantically to your wife? I've told her 10 times that I don't like that girl. I don't like it when you work. I don't like it, but it's like I'm talking to a brick wall. She doesn't care what I say. She goes and does exactly the things that make me angry. And then she comes here and she tells you whatever she wants. I swear to God, I swear that if you had seen what I saw today, you'd have behaved worse than I did. I mean, as far as I know, you told Fatime not to go to work either. She listened to you, didn't she? Did she or did she not listen to you?
Are you finished?
Yes, go ahead.
So you won't interrupt me then?
No, go ahead.
First of all, why do you keep comparing yourself to other people? When Fatima and I got married, we tried to compromise with each other all the time. When I ask my wife to do something and she accepts, it's a personal matter.
So she agreed to it then, so I'm just like you. I'm sorry, please continue.
But if you want Samane to agree to whatever you say, you need to talk about it with her. Maybe Samane doesn't want to live the way you do.
What do you mean?
As far as I remember, you had previously agreed to let Samane go to work.
I made a mistake. I didn't mean it.
So you mean that from now on, whenever you change your mind, Samane will have to change the way she lives? Isn't she a human being? Shouldn't she have the right to an opinion?
Samane knows what I mean when I say something. She knows why I said she can't go to work. She goes to university, but there aren't any jobs out there. So I said go to work. Go. If that girl hadn't interfered, she'd never have found a job.
So that gives you permission to attack her out on the streets, is it?
I didn't attack her. Kazem, you're making such a big deal out of this. Call Samane and tell her to come here. I want to know what I did that made her think I attacked that girl. I just went forward to see what she had on her phone. Her phone slipped out of my hands and fell on the ground. I attacked her? When did I attack her? Hey? Why don't you call her? Samane! Tell her to come here. Call her. I swear to God, I've got nothing to hide. I'm not scared of anything. I want to know why she told you I attacked her.
I really think both you and Samane need to think further about the decision you've made.
I haven't got anything to think about. I made my mind up the day I proposed to her. Samane's the one who needs to make up her mind.
All right. So please allow Samane to think about whether she can live the way you want her to live. But if she decides otherwise, then try not to get too upset. The sooner you come to terms with your problems, the better.
You want her to think again? Please think of me as your own son. Why didn't she think it through before saying yes?
The points you've recently brought up are new. Like, how do you want her to go to work or hang out with friends? You've never mentioned it.
Okay, I haven't got any objections right now. Please, just call her and talk to her in front of me.
Not today. You're upset right now. I'll talk to Samane and tell her to think about it. Next time we see each other, you can tell each other your opinions in a calm manner.
Thank you very much, Kazem. Goodbye.
Goodbye? What happened?
Tell Samane to come down.
Samane, come down.
Did you hear what he said? What I saw today wasn't a good sign. Darling, it will be better if you break up with him today instead of later on. It's up to you to decide. I've given you my opinion. But I'll respect your decision.
Stop being so hard on yourself. It was obvious what that jerk was like, judging by the way he treated you these past few months.
If it were so obvious, why did you tell me to play hard to get then? You said let him come begging for you.
Yeah, I made a mistake. But you're the cause of my mistake. I got tricked because of the things you told me. Weren't you the one who told me Farhad loves me? He can't stand to be away from me. He won't leave me alone.
I was really stupid, Farhanak.
Right. So did he cause all that commotion because of that guy who came into your house?
No, of course not. That was just his excuse. He was looking for an excuse to escape.
Who cares? Thank God he left. At least this way you can get on with your life in peace.
He said some really harsh things to me, Farhanak. He could have just acted like a man and told me he's sick of me. That he wanted to leave me. Oh, he accused me of such horrible things.
Don't cry, Sahar. What he told you means nothing. You should look at it this way. At least now you've opened your eyes and you know that you shouldn't rely on that jerk anymore.
Do you know that I wasted the best years of my life on Farhad? I sacrificed so many of the things that I loved because of him. I'm angry at the fact that he left me so easily. And to make it worse, he belittled me before leaving. There's no way that I can come to terms with this. There really is no way.
وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو عبد هستی و رفتی.